Hi, and welcome to the Did You Say Mainframe Focus series. This is where we interview IBM technical experts from hardware and software sides of the business who can help you to understand the importance of IBM Mainframe. And I'm your host, Camila Armasova. Today, we are going to talk about what you can do in the latest release of CAICS version 5.2. And we are very lucky to be joined here by Nick Garrett from the CAICS business team. Nick, thanks for coming along.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure, Camilla.
Okay, so version 5.2 has just been released. So, Nick, can you please tell us about the new features?
Sure. For those who may not remember, CAICS version 5.1 focused on three main themes. That was service agility, operational efficiency, and cloud enablement. And we put in certain functions to underpin those themes. Now, in 5.2, we have gone into more detail and expanded on the capabilities, adding extra value into each of those themes. So, for example, in service agility, we've embedded the feature pack capability that we had for mobile and JSON transport. And now that is integrated actually into CAICS version 5.2. As well as that, we've also upgraded and added capability to our Liberty function that we had. Liberty was in 5.1, but it's a far more robust and value function rich capability now in 5.2.
That's very interesting. And what about operational efficiency? Does it have any changes as well?
Yes, we also focused on a couple of the points that were particularly successful in 5.1. Notably, policies. We introduced a number of policies in 5.1, and we've actually doubled the amount of policies in 5.2. So there are more thresholds that can be set to allow you to automate and control your systems more automatically. As well as the extra policies, we've also looked at security. And the observant of you will have noticed we brought out a feature pack that was available for version 4, an extension to security tokens. And that included support for SAML, S-A-M-L. Well, now, in 5.2, we've taken that capability and function and brought it into 5.2, but we've also added support for Kerberos security. So in operational efficiency, it's those two main areas that we've concentrated on, the policies and security.
Oh, that sounds great. And has anything new been introduced to the cloud?
Well, yes, we've introduced a new capability with cloud. We've called it multi-versioning, and it enables you within the same region to have the same program name. So you could have different versions of the same program, and you can transition between that newer or older version. So, for example, you could have a 1.0.0, 1.0.1, all the way through to a version 2 and further if you wanted to. So imagine a bug has been found and an urgent fix is required immediately. Step one, after fixing the bug in the code, you repackage it with a new micro version number. And then once installed, switching to a new version of the application is simply a case of kind of making it available. And then last step would be CAICS takes care of moving the clients to the new version of the application across all the regions within a platform.
And what about the tools? Have they also been upgraded?
Yes, they have. As we did with 5.1, there are five key tools, or core tools as we refer to them, that are also coming out at a 5.2 level. That's Independency Analyzer, or CAICS IA, Performance Analyzer, or CAICS PA, CAICS Deployment Assistant, or CAICS DA, CAICS Configuration Manager, CAICS CM, and CAICS vSAN Recovery, CAICS VR. Now, also, we have an open beta running for a new version of the CAICS Transaction Gateway, that's version 9.1, and that includes support for mobile, as well as enhancements to both connectivity and security. And then finally, there's a solution pack. It's called the Optimization Solution Pack, and that is being upgraded to 5.2, and the modernization solution pack will follow a little later on.
Hmm, that's amazing. Nick, thanks a lot for telling us about the new capabilities of Kix version 5.2, and I look forward to speaking to you again on some other topic, so thank you very much.
Camillo, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about Kix 5.2.
Well, that about wraps it up for this podcast discussion. To find out more about Kix version 5.2 and to help you understand and implement some of the new functions, please go to the description for this podcast at www.ibm.com/software/os/systemz/podcasts/WebSphereNZ. Join us next time when we will talk about another mainframe topic. And for now, this is me, Camila Armasova, saying thank you for listening.